asked me, she's like, do you ever take a break from God? This was, you know, over whatever, a message, a picture, a post I sent or something. And when I read that, I was just really confused. I had to kind of sit on it for a while. I'm like, what does she even mean by that? What does that mean? I wrote her back, well, do I ever take a break from breathing? And I said, no. And she wrote back because she said something like, well, my mom would take breaks from God or something like that, like meaning she kind of would do what she wanted to do or go, you know, whether she was going on a vacation or something. It was like her break from God or some kind of nonsense like that. And it kind of shocked me. And not that I didn't think that there's just a lot of unreal Christians out there, but it was kind of almost nice to hear because I got a sense of people's mindset of their so-called Christianity. And I feel, I mean, sadly, especially in Orange County or big cities in general, it's almost, it's like a Jewish thing where you grow up in a Christian home and you just say you're a Christian. You know, you said a prayer once and you're a Christian. You go to church on a regular basis, so you're a Christian. And unfortunately, a lot of churches have, over the last 50 years, have really kind of built it up as that's all you have to do. The church has lowered its standards of what being a Christian means to kind of meet the needs of the people, as opposed to making the people raise to the standards of God. And not the, and don't take that as an, I think that we're ever going to meet God's standards, but I mean, you know, we're not set apart anymore. The church is just kind of go, you know, making sure that we are accepted by the world, as opposed to being a very distinct bright light in the world. So no, we don't take a break from God. That doesn't even make sense. If we're taking a break from God, that means we're sinning. We're voluntarily living in sin, and that's not okay. So, break from God, no. He is my breath. He is my life. He is the truth. He is the way. And so just think upon that, you know. Think, at times, you know, am I just living my day and taking a break from God when it shouldn't be? Reset your heart. What are you going to go do tonight? Let's make sure it's pleasing to God. Make sure it's something that God can delight in. You know, there's no breaks time. And that doesn't mean you can't have fun. That doesn't mean God doesn't ordain wonderful time for his children. But there's no breaks from God. That's silly and misguided. You know, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father pleading for us, and we are out running amok on our own. And this is something that, you know, I preach to myself on a daily basis, so I'm just sharing with you guys. And it's so easy to get just so wrapped around my own tiredness, my own issues, the focus to be on me doesn't take any effort at all. What takes effort and striving for is to get over myself and to strive on and do the good works that God has set before me to do. And so we need to be thinking eternally. We need to be seeking out God's presence in our life and in our actions. And I don't know, I'm just kind of rambling now, but I just want you guys to stay focused. And whatever you're going to go do tonight, do all to the glory of God.